There has recently been a deep decline in America's industrial output. U.S. industrial production, the Federal Reserve's measure of manufacturing, mining, and utility output, fell by nearly 2% during the first quarter from a year earlier. Frequently, a dip in industrial production signals imminent recession. As reported by the Wall Street Journal, industrial production has never plunged so deeply in a year that didn't include a recession, according to records dating back to 1919. Still, most economists believe that this time is different. What appears to be occurring is that while the industrial sector is contracting, the broader economy is inching ahead. Manufacturing is not the employment engine that it once was. Fewer than 10% of U.S. workers and only about 4% of workers in Maryland are employed by factories. Just after World War II, roughly a third of U.S. workers worked in manufacturing, so a decline in industrial production back then would naturally translate into recession. Moreover, the recent decline in industrial production was largely driven by a fall-off in mining due to lower oil and natural gas prices. Mining employs even fewer workers than manufacturing, and falling energy prices support consumption. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.